The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 for the Clark and Clark Show. Wait a minute. Not so fast. It's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 13th of September 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. Great customer service. So many things they do for our community over there. Shelley, thank you, Shelley. And good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. At some point this morning, we can mention about how even the most wary and savvy of us can fall victim to a web scam.
Tell me.
Oh, web scam. Well, that is essentially what happened.
That's what happened. Yeah. You know, here in the office, I had to keep people in here last night till, I don't know, what time was it over? 5?
Yeah, about 5:30. Long and short of it is, if you're not sure, when you
let's get to the other stuff.
Okay.
Let's get to the weather.
57 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 79, a low of 51, widespread haze and patchy smoke all pretty much all day. Tonight, widespread haze after midnight, patchy smoke after midnight. Yeah, kids just keep coughing. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of 81, a low of 52. Saturday, a high of 80 and a low of 51. The lower temperatures throughout the next, up in the high 80s next week and Sunday and the weekend. But the patchy smoke and the haze and wear the masks when you're out a lot and just stay indoors. It's not going any away anytime soon. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. And give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. What's our air quality index this morning? That we do every morning, I point at.
Well, there are about four pieces of data.
Then you look at me every morning and you go, huh? So we're going to sit here in silence until we get it.
No, we're going to
keep going from here. Air quality, you know, I mean, with the smoke and all this. Linda is, I mean, she's
looked
taking
pretty good when I
copious
looked at it
amounts,
morning, yeah.
copious amounts of medication for this thing, sinusitis and bronchitis. And I can't help but think, and I think what the doctor said is, being in the smoke and all this is not helping you. Dr. Khan came on, Dr. Muhammad Khan, you know, the heart specialist,
yeah.
and says, being in smoke can cause, if you've already got some problems, it can really impact on your lungs and your trachea, but also the, you know, if you've got a heart problem.
Yeah.
The breathing and the particles you're taking in can also be a problem, too.
You know, I've had a lung problem for many years. I had a continuing bladder infection.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the side effects of that drug is that it, in fact, calcifies your lungs.
Oh.
One in a million kind of thing. My luck. Went through quite a siege with trying to figure out what it was. And, in fact, they diagnosed me with some disease that I was going to die like in 6 months and lung transplant and the whole thing. Long and short of that is, though, that I have to be very careful. I did lose some of the capacity of my lungs in that process. But it hasn't progressed since then. They arrested it, and it's good.
Oh, wow.
But talk about, I mean, I have literally, I am not breathing this smoke. When I get out of the car, I park close to the building. I take a deep breath before I get out of the car, and I don't breathe again until I get inside the store.
You just hold your breath?
I hold my breath.
Wow.
And if I can't get there, I just won't get out of the car. Why don't you just get a mask? Well, because I forget the darn mask. I wear it when I'm out in the yard at home, and I forget to put it in the car when I leave, and I get in. And sometimes I've driven into Reading some days, looked around and said, nah, don't need anything in Reading today, and turned around and gone right back home when it's really bad.
Well, the air quality today didn't look too bad.
In downtown Reading, we're actually looking pretty good. 55 at Turtle Bay, which is on the upper end of the okay zone. That's the case around town. As we head out a little bit, though, the numbers start increasing. Currently, where is that? Black Butte School is up at the 100 mark. It really gets bad when you go north on I-5, though. Central Valley is at 160. And when you go up on past Shasta Lake, because of those fires, the readings go up into the 400s, which is unhealthy air. Everyone is experiencing serious health effects. So if you don't have a reason to drive north on the 5, today's a good reason to not do that.
You know, you got your air conditioning on, whatever. Make sure it's, you know, you're recirculating the air in your car.
Exactly. Make sure you're not pulling in that outside air.
Okay. Now, what we were talking about right at the beginning was the because Diane's getting ready to go on vacation. I'm doing the traffic and the log. Our radio runs on the logs in the traffic, because everything is put into a computer. Everything that is fed into our production computer, which then plays the commercials when you put it in there for the times. I mean, and it's a balancing act. We have lots of spots, and so many of them are sold. They've got to be in this time frame. So then you get into bumps. So things are bumped out, so then you got to fit them back in. You move other. It's like a ballet. It is
like
a
patchwork quilt.
It is, and it's not exceedingly difficult, but it's not easy, because you have to get everything and get it in balance. And then after that, you're getting new commercials in all the time. So yesterday we had loaded in these commercials, and then we get an email after everything's loaded in, saying change them. Same company, just change them. You know, instead of these four, play these four. So now I've got to go back, which isn't too bad, because I already had them loaded in, so all I had to do was just change cart numbers, and which means nothing, but, you know, to anybody. But it's just changing it, but you had to go back. And then, though, then you have to load it into the computer, so then it plays. It's not enough just to have it in there. It's got to be also in the Phantom here that it plays. So as we open it up, and usually you just open it up and you set up the computer so it records it. You hit a button and everything plays and you stop it, you know, and then it ends. You put dates on it and everybody's happy. Well, yesterday with Tosh here, when he opened it up and I hit the play, this thing comes up and says, can't do it. You need to have this type of software, don't you? That's not right. So we've been doing this for years. So I do that again. Do it. I thought, well, so I looked at their email, and their email has that type of software on it. Or what is it software?
In a nutshell, there's a couple of ways to move a file from one place to another place. You can either attach it to an email directly, or you put it on a hosting server and then download it so you don't have to send big honking files through your emails.
And these are all like 60-second spots.
In this case, this particular company, which is called MediaFire, is a hosting company, but on their pages, in order to pay for this, quote, free storage, they put up advertising from companies that want to add value to your computer through putting extra software on. And long and short of that is that when I just tell everybody, just skip over that particular part. Well, if you don't, it inserts stuff on your computer that redirects your browser, reassigns a bunch of stuff, and basically slows your computer down to a crawl. So then almost all computers, in our case a Mac, have a restoration function, which takes a few hours. So be wary when something comes up you don't recognize, be aware.
And I'm still not sure when this thing comes up again, because we're going to be loading that stuff from that company again. Do we just exit? Download this thing?
I will show you an example, because Diane and I went right on through it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
that happens a lot when you go downtown.
Yeah, Bob was downtown yesterday, and he wanders in grumbling at us, and then he goes, oh no. And when I heard the oh no, I went, oh no. And when I went, oh no, Diane went, oh no. Because we knew right then that our day was extended 3 hours.
Yeah. I will say, nowadays, time was when you, if you had more virus things on your computer, you were better off because viruses were the big boogeyman. That's not very common right now. That Windows 10 is set up in such a way that if you have the Defender turned on and basically use some common sense, you don't need the McAfee, the Norton, the this, the that, and Kaspersky. Don't put Kaspersky on your computer, okay? It's a Russian company, enough said. But your computer is pretty well defended without piling on all these antivirus programs.
Okay. But anyway, but this is what happens on something like that, that I kept trying to get rid of it and couldn't get rid of it because it just loaded it. And thank you very much for that, from that company. I'll got a remark to them at some point. And listen to them just giggle when I tell them this, your friend. Anyway, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you. It was so frustrating because it adds 4 hours to your day. It takes 4 hours for it to go back and fix it from that one little keystroke. And I'm sitting there, and Diane's sitting there, and Bob, you know, wanders off, but he comes back to fix it and then to get everything done. So, I mean, it was after... When they do things like that, there ought to be a law that they cannot do that. They can't just load things into your computer. Where does it say that you gave them permission to come in, even to do that?
Actually, it will say there's still the Wild West component, and I cringe at the idea. This is the kind of stuff that Congress says they want to fix by passing laws, and these are people that don't have...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'll take the extra 4 hours.
We don't need another law.
Okay, I'll take the extra 4 hours. All right, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark's Home Helpers. She's got very, very busy with all the things that are going on there. And whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people can sure help you. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It is 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 57 degrees, going up to 79 today. Not even 80. I love it.
That's great.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to ReadingDuckyDerby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 15 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Line is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. The line's here, 605-4567. They're open for all day today. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this portion of the show. If you're looking for any type of insurance or financial needs, it's all there under one roof at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You got questions about the fire, about coverage, and you're not getting all the answers. You know, Judy's there to help you. You know, she's there because she's been a member of our community since 1993. Well, before that, but she's had Maxwell Insurance and Financial since 1993. Give her a call. 221-0441. I have insurance with Judy Maxwell. I'm very happy with that.
Very knowledgeable lady. All your questions, yeah. and is happy to be of help to any of the victims
out there.
People that have been impacted by the fire.
Well, yesterday was a big day for Board of Supervisors. Shasta County has gone into partnership. They've come up with an idea. Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center was on, and we were talking about, they've talked about that for a few weeks, how they're starting to team up with the Board of Supervisors. The Shasta County, I should say. So yesterday was a big announcement that they adopted a resolution designating Shasta Regional Medical Center its facility to provide 72-hour treatment and evaluation, 14-day intensive treatment and 30-day a 14-day intensive treatment and 30-day intensive treatment as appropriate. It's a agreement to provide $7,500,000 agreement to provide inpatient psychiatric hospitalization services for either voluntary or involuntary placements. In addition, hospital room and board services purchased include medication, psychiatric time, and laboratory work, all coordinated with Shasta County clinical staff. Because Shasta Regional Medical Center is a full-service hospital, they're able to treat co-occurring medical needs as well as 20 new local mental health beds. Now, what Casey was telling me is if somebody's a 5150, which means a danger to themselves or others, they can now take them in with this partnership. And this is a huge step forward because these people you see out there on the streets, I just like to think, well, you know, I really do like want to thank Casey Fatch and the Shasta Regional Medical Center because he had this type of program in the last place he was at. And then working with the Board of Supervisors and Shasta County, This is a huge thing. This can help a lot of people, but what it can do is really get some of the really bad cases off the street, and they can give them medication involuntarily on this if they're 5150, and try to stabilize them to get them to the next step.
Do you have any idea how long these things came to come to fruition? These conversations started back in 2006. 2005, where we started having these conversations with Shasta Regional. How many organizational changes have they gone through that since that time? But we recognized that we could not, as a county, provide that service. for mental health patients,
mm-hmm.
And knew that it needed to be in a hospital setting. That was the reason that the mental health clinic got closed, because all we could do there was handle the mental health issues. A lot of times they have an underlying condition that goes along with that. Maybe they've got a heart condition. Maybe they've got a lung condition. We had no staff doctors to take care of any of those other problems that are intertwined with the mental health issues. So the reality was that it really needed to be in a hospital setting in order for it to be effective.
It has to be.
So those negotiations and those conversations have been going on for, well, we're talking 12 years. For this finally to come to fruition, sometimes it just needs the right person in the right place with the right piece.
Yeah, the 7.5 million. I'm not exactly sure where that came from.
That's the mental health dollars that are available through the county.
Well, you know what?
Actually, a lot of that money used to be gas money. Go figure. That's why there's no nexus. Gas tax money. We wonder where our gas tax goes. Some of the mental health funding comes from gas tax money.
Well, you know, the thing about this is, with that $7.5 million, that allows us to take the worst off the streets. That also will, you know, start getting them treatment. You're talking 14 days or 30 days, keeping people in there and then moving them on to the next step if they're ready at that point. And you're right, you know, I'm not sure what it takes for something like this to happen, but I know that Larry Lees was talking to me about this a couple months ago before the fires and all this, was that they're doing other things too. Now, you know, they're also talking about another facility located around, I think, somewhere over there by the Good News Rescue Mission that's going to be, you know, it's going to be like the sobering center.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So they can bring people
don't
into
take
there.
Take them to the jail.
Yeah. So they don't go to the jail. They get dropped off there where there's medical help. Now, that because that's the big thing of it. If they drop them off at the sobering center, there's got to be some kind of medical support there so that they, you know, so that they're insured that the person's just not going to croak, you know, just because they're drunk or on drugs or something
like
that.
But in a properly set up sobering center, that's so much easier to provide than it is if they're taken to the jail to dry out.
No, I understand.
And that's what they've had in the past. So this is, again, really positive. We have to, I think the community is frustrated because everyone is frustrated because very little has been done to deal with that population. We jump them all into the homeless population. And there's so many segments to that. There is that segment of homeless population who choose to be homeless, and there isn't a darn thing we or anybody else is going to do about it.
No.
And then you have that population that perhaps has, you know, for lack of a, they lost a job, and they go in and out of that cycle, and we can help them back to get a job and back to work and help them a little bit to help themselves, and they're off and running again. And then you've got that piece of the mental health people or the addicted population that you've got to treat differently than some of those others. It takes a while to find the way to put each one of those in. I think we're coming up with some solutions, but we take two steps forward and one step back.
You know, the thing about this, too, is $7.5 million, and people say, well, why don't we have the sanitariums? Why don't we have the mental hospitals, mental care hospitals? And as Casey Fatch pointed out, well, we do. It's called the California prison system. How many people are in the prison system are mentally ill? I mean, just thousands of people are in the California penal system that are mentally ill. And that's where they're getting help. They're getting drugs. And, you know, but when they get released, the problem is that they don't like the way the drugs make them feel. They feel like, oh, hey, I'm okay now, and they stop taking the drugs. And when they stop taking the drugs, it's a spiral. It could be a quick spiral or a slow spiral, but it's a spiral back into where they were.
Exactly.
In the same thing.
You know, and immediately when this conversation comes up, they always want to say, well, it was all Ronald Reagan. He's the one that closed the mental institutions. And they always fail to put in the caveat that the reason those mental health institutions were closed during Reagan's administration is because they were hell holes. Those places, those people in those mental institutions, and there's all kinds of stories. Just read an article last night, interestingly enough, about a person who was in one of those, where the treatment they had received, they had been raped, they had been drugged, they had been, the conditions in the mental health institutions were deplorable. They were not being treated, they were being all kinds, it was, they were a mess. I kind of had some firsthand information with that with the law firm that I worked for in San Jose at that time. And so Reagan said, we're closing all of these down because these people are not being treated appropriately, and then we're going to replace them with proper facilities. Well, of course, the money never came for that. He moved on, and it never happened. But there was a real reason.
Instead, we released everybody.
Well, but that's
But there was another part to it, too. Is you cannot hold somebody in there against their will.
That's exactly right.
And that was the big thing. And but people would say, I want to leave. Well, I'm leaving.
That's right. But the conditions in those mental health institutions that were closed were absolutely deplorable. I wish I had brought the little sheet that I copied last night out of a firsthand account of a movie star who had been put in there.
Oh, well, this movie star was from back in the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's historic. Look at the old stories of Bedlam from England and
that's
the conditions.
Right.
The movie, the Snake Pit. I mean, all those things happened, but there was her name was...
Frances
something, but you're right. She was put into a mental institution because she needed to be. But things that happened to her were
horrible. Well, and there's a whole lot of other story, but the interesting part of it is the discussion how it came out. That I was speaking with someone who really knew the facts because they knew the person during the period, this Frances, that was over in Eureka during a period of time. Okay? And as we were reading this account in there, even in Wikipedia, I made the point that there you go. You know the true facts, and you know what's printed in Wikipedia is not true. That is not what happened, and it is not why she was put in there, and it wasn't what she did when she was on the outside. So all that information that we think we're getting when we watch documentaries and things that are supposed to be accounted for, guess what? They're not true.
Revisionism.
Well, we're going to take a break. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. You want to hop into our talk, our stream of thought today, because I want to talk about what does the Supreme Court Justice and Spartacus have in common? We'll talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here 10 years ago by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Concealed carry, unarmed combat, personal defense. There's going to be an advanced pistol class on October the 28th. You might want to check it out in fact, you do. If you want to go to that next step, you've got your concealed carry, but you want to go into the advanced class, check out usgunpro.com and look under advanced training or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional,
personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
And now, back to our show.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on September the 13th, 2018. It's 57 degrees, going up to 79 today. Air quality index right now in Reading is around 55, which is really, 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 really good. However, if you go up north, it gets bad quick once you get past Shasta Lake.
And I was interested in that up, as you head up into the hills, because the smoke is, of course, rising.
Mm-hmm.
Get up to Shingletown, and it's a bad day up there with 95, and yet down here it's 55. Closer to
that. Yeah, 102 at, where is, well, it's dropping off there. The Butte School, Black Butte School.
Uh-huh.
And
the weather report and AQI is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, what is the Supreme Court Justice in the words, "I am Spartacus," have in common? Except we all know about Senator Cory Booker, who came up and he said, "I know where," he says, "we're not supposed to release this. This is confidential. But this is the closest, this is the moment, right, the closest moment that I can really say, I am Spartacus." And he's, and so he's releasing this, these confidential emails.
That had already been released earlier that
just,
morning.
And as everybody pointed out, soon after that, they had been released the night before. And when his staff came in there to say, "Hey, can you release these?" The people there that would release all these confidential things say, "Okay, we've already released them," and told his staff. Yet he wants to score points, and he says, you know, "I am Spartacus" moment, which he could have said, "I am Pinocchio" moment, where his nose rose.
Yeah, because fact, that's what it was.
He needed help getting out of the room. But here's Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. When he asked him about that, he commented that the honorable, if we could use that word about more people who are in public life, people who actually ask the questions at confirmation hearings instead of Spartacus. Oh, and the audience just comes apart at that.
Yeah.
But then he went on to say, as long as we're looking at, you know, looking at our interest or scoring points or looking cute or being on TV, especially the legal system, how do we maintain it? If we can't debate hard issues honestly, with honor, with integrity, how do we keep a civil society? Now, this is from a man, as he has said and other people have said, he was a victim of a high-tech lynching when he went up for Supreme Court justice. I mean, this woman coming out of the out of nowhere. And you know what? It was just, you know, it was before Me Too. If it had been under the Me Too things, I don't care who you bring up. If you bring up somebody, a woman, it's going to say, "Oh, he did these things to me." You know, when I was clerking for him 15 years ago, that's it. You're finished. And, you know, it's, and, you know, okay, you're not finished. But we've gotten to that point where that puts a stop on everything.
Well, they certainly tried with him, I mean, for heaven's sakes. And then, of course, you will remember that later on, the lady that was involved in that actually admitted that it wasn't true and it never happened. I don't remember that. Well, it all came out that she didn't. You know, the sad part of this whole thing with the confirmation of Kavanaugh, they've accomplished nothing. They've wasted how many hours, how much time.
Oh, my gosh.
Of everybody's, you know, and questions, the Democrats all ask questions that have no relevance whatsoever and are mostly false, as proven by most of what you've gone through. And then the Republicans come back and they spend their time trying to undo the false information that got on the record. The Constitution says that the Senate must advise and consent. There is absolutely no reason that these hearings need to take place at all. All of the information is out there. They've had plenty of time to visit with and individually with this person who has been recommended by the president as the Constitution allows for. They really just need a vote up and down. They don't need to go through all of this garbage to taint this person. Why do we want to beat up every honorable person that we have in the United States before we let them do anything?
Well,
I mean, this is deplorable.
Well, it goes on both sides.
Well, it absolutely.
Goes on both sides.
Well, as a matter of fact, Carl, they didn't do this to any of the judges during the Obama period.
You're right. It wasn't to that point. But here's the thing is, this is what the Dems fight, and they fight at all levels, and there's no holes barred, where Republicans still seem to think that there's rules in this game, and there should be rules. They should be just like Clarence Thomas said, there should be honor, integrity. But if there's not, and you're trying to be honorable, and the other person is going around and is cheating and all this, and a perfect example of cheating on this whole thing is Kamala Harris and these Kavanaugh hearings. She has tried, you know, she's gone up, did you ever talk to a member of this law firm, and she names the law firm, about the Mueller case? And his answer, which I thought was real reasonable, I think most people would find reasonable, is, well, I don't know everybody that's in that law firm. Who are you talking about? She says, you mean you can't remember if you talked to anybody at this law firm about the Mueller case? Anything about the Mueller case? A question. Or were you there while it was being discussed? I mean, this was something like, well, my gosh, who's in it? Tell me who you're talking about. She won't do it.
Yeah.
Well, then she goes on. Kamala Harris goes on to tweet out some of Brett Kavanaugh's comments, on abortion, abortion. But she left out the first part of it.
Took it out of context.
Which she took it totally out of context, where even the Washington Post, gave her four Pinocchios, which is their highest rating of lying.
There you
go. Saying that it omitted crucial facts such as Kavanaugh was actually quoting the terminology used by the plaintiff in a 2013 court case rather than stating his actual views. The issue on hand is Kavanaugh's reference to abortion-inducing drugs, the Post wrote. A plain reading of his sentence with this reference, they said, suggests that he is merely reflecting the plaintiff's argument. Harris's decision to snip those crucial words from her first post in the video is certainly troubling. And she later tweeted out the whole thing, but she didn't say, oh, yeah, I just left this off the first one. So it's things like that makes people just lose total faith in what's happening in our government.
You can't, you know, and certainly everybody wants to keep straight down the line on this, but we have no media sources. And quite frankly, even Fox News, because they're the ones that stress all the time fair and balanced, and so they want to get both sides of the story. So there really is no news broadcast out there that speaks for the other side of that. You have all of the ones that are speaking blatant lies on a daily basis. If you listen to what they're coming out, you listen to the actual press conference that one of the secretaries has or that the president has, and 10 minutes later you turn around and you listen to the newscast of it, and it's totally convoluted and a totally different message than what they actually said. Unfortunately, too many of our American citizens are listening to those sound bites on a regular basis and are totally and completely controlled by that and believe it because they never see or hear any of the other stuff that's coming out of the other side of that picture. And it's most unfortunate for people that live a busy life, I don't think that they ever get the facts of anything because you're not getting it from the regular media.
Well, we're going to take a break here. And, you know, when we talk about this is such a huge thing. But you know what? When it gets right down to it, they're just making points because they know right now that Kavanaugh is going to be the next Supreme Court justice.
No question about it. Call it up or down.
And I'll tell you right now, and there's going to be Democrats voting for this guy. And they're going to be in blue states, but they're going to be
states that Trump carried,
or they're going to be Democrats in a red state. Senator Claire McCaskill in Missouri is in deep trouble right now, and she's got how you going to vote for Kavanaugh? Are you going to vote up or down? And they're just watching for this. Her opponent is just waiting for this thing, and McCaskill would just as soon not do this because if she votes for Kavanaugh. But if she believes it's in Kavanaugh, she votes for him, it's going to have an impact too. But he will be your next Supreme Court justice. Now you've got to look down the road at Ginsburg and a couple others, saying, well, how much longer can they last? And if that's the case, Ginsburg, though, they will have her, as Bob says, they'll put her on life support and carry her in there.
Move around on a dolly.
Before they let her retire, the Democrats. All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, celebrating their 50th year this year. They've been an ounce of prevention since 1968. They do it all. North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. Businesses, homes, Redding uses them for power plants, electric utilities. They've got it all. North State Security. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Black.
I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing.
Just find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 605-4567. 57 degrees going up to 79. You know, it's not even going up to 80 today.
Yeah.
Cool. Not even going up to 80 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Air quality index is 55. That changes, you know, rapidly, but it's a nice day out there. It's going to be not even 80. For, you know, maybe it's days to get out with the, in an air quality index. You can walk around the block without coughing and hacking and all that. Or you can go over and visit our favorite place, River Commons Senior Living. It is a cruise ship without the ocean. It is a place where people can go to have a great time, to live, to enjoy themselves without having to worry about yards, plumbing, dishes, all those kind of things. Give them a call, 238-5981. Call Captain Brian over there and see what kind of great deals they have. And go over and visit the place. You might be very surprised to find out how living without all of those inconveniences, all those things that kind of like pull you down, allows you to have a great time out there. River Commons Senior Living.
You know, Carl, we've got an open show this morning just going on and on about all kinds of different things. We'd like to invite the people, if you'd like to get in on this conversation, to give us a call at 605-4567. Maybe they have some thoughts about some of the things that we're talking about. Because, you know, a lot of things in the news out there, a lot of things going on that we all have thoughts. And maybe they've got some thoughts they'd like to jump in with.
I think that, you know what, things that are going on around here in our town. But you know what, I think what's happening with this car fire is this. A lot of the things that have irritated people, and about government and all this, I think people are kind of putting that on hold because we're recovering from the car fire. There's still lots of questions out there. You know, what's the plan forward? Well, tomorrow, Francie Sullivan will be on the show. Next Monday, Kristen Schrader. And then after that will be Barry Tippin. He's got the plan, you know, to move everything forward. He said, you know, he was going to have it in 3 weeks, three or four weeks ago. So I'm sure it's there. Mike DeQuisto's coming on. Aaron Reznor's been on. All the people we want to talk about, you know, in this next couple of weeks or this next week about how we're going to move forward, how we're going to recover, how we're going to push forward the economy and all these things, especially after the fire, because the fire has an impact on people. The other question
is, not only in the city of Reading, but throughout South County.
I was going to say in the whole North State when you think about it, because, you know, Reading is the largest city here, and the people that were damaged, the businesses were damaged, 500 businesses damaged or burnt. I should say burnt. I don't know how many really are damaged. And then you've got that ever-widening circle of, you know, when people aren't buying things or they're not going places and all these things. Big step forward with United Airlines. I mean, at least it gives people that vision is that, okay, now we can get to L.A. direct. They can get to here direct. They can come up, spend a day down in L.A. and come back up that night, you know, the whole thing. So same thing with businesses coming up.
That's an important
it's
step.
It's a big thing.
It's hopeful that it actually comes to fruition. So that it stays long enough for people to get it into their cycle and use it.
But we still are facing the law problems that we have. There's been no fix on that, on our public safety.
Well, and it's just been made tremendously worse by the new legislation where the governor has chosen to make a whole bunch of crimes go away and become misdemeanors, and now they're not even going to be able to arrest them. They're just going to write them a ticket.
Well, they've been doing that, but here's the other thing. They took away the bail. We've got Holly Bail Bonds. You know, Holly from Holly Bail Bonds was on Hoxville, and she talked about, you know, what happens. It's much more than just saying, oh, okay, you can go out. You don't need to be in because, you don't have the money. Now you're talking about another whole new level of bureaucracy.
Exactly.
The $200 million it's going to take throughout the state of California, where you've got a board, a review board that looks at everybody.
Mm.
You know, should you have bail, shouldn't you have bail? And then the judge has a lot to say about this, which is where the ACLU and several other groups that had supported it at first pulled back their support. But still, the bail bondsman who has been a part of our culture forever, mm-hmm. maybe, they do a lot more. They get somebody out of jail. They make sure they're there. They guarantee somebody's going to be there.
And they've got some skin in the game, so they care. This new board you're going to set up, it's going to be the same kind of a deal now we've got with all of the other situations that hold people accountable in our community. The work release program, there's no penalty. You get assigned to a work release program, and you've got to show up at a certain time to do this and that. If you don't show up, there's no repercussions. They know they're not going to jail. I mean, they literally look at you and laugh and say, they're not sending me to jail. So they come when they want to the work release program. If they don't want to come, they don't come. And there is no repercussions for it.
There hasn't been, and there hasn't been for years, and we're reaping that whirlwind right now. The other thing too is even when you push through and you're trying to clean up South City Park, so you push through there twice in one day, in the evening and then early in the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're still pushing people out. The question is what are we gaining from all this, and where is the solution? Is the solution, as much as people are going to hate me saying this, because I'm starting to get a little more serious about it, is a place somewhere that we have that's open to people during the day, you know, and up into the evening so that they have a place to go in there and charge their phones and take a shower, you know, like a center, you know, for homeless.
I want to be able to drive by the Yuba Street post office or go into the Yuba Street post office and not have to worry, because right now there's these little hooches up against the building or out in front or in the landscaping. They literally go do their business in the landscaping. I want to see that go away. Find a place for them.
Okay, and after you build this place, that you're going to put them where they can go in and have a shower and you're going to have to feed them while they're there. And then somebody's going to have to take care of the restrooms and police it, because they're going to go in and instead of using them, in most cases, they're going to destroy them. You know, there was a time in Shasta County where there were public restrooms all over the place. Parks, as you drove around, there were city parks, there were, county parks. Most of those are no longer available, and there's a real good reason, because you can't keep them up. You put up a bathroom at a fishing dock, and you next time you go back there, the toilets and the sinks are torn off the wall and the doors are ripped off. They don't use them, they destroy them. So how are you going to put up some kind of a facility without a ton of manpower?
Well, you're going to have control. There's going to have to be people there. It's going to have to be in such a way that you've got, you know, part of the deal is there's security there. You know, when people come in, they check in. They're given a place to go to.
Now you're going to give them rules, and they don't want rules. Well, they want to do what they want to do.
Well, I think you're going to find that 90% of them, if they have a place to go to where it's out of the rain and out of the heat, will probably abide by those rules.
And you're going to turn them out at night? You're talking big money to set up some kind of a facility.
How are they going to eat while they're there? How much is it going to cost? How much is it costing us now? But what are we doing now that's working? I'm not, you know, the thing is I'm thinking of it as more of a large open building with bathrooms and places to sit. And that's about it. You know, I don't, you know, the fact is, it's for feeding. I haven't gone to that part yet. But I'm just thinking about, how do we get them out of South City Park? They've got to be able to go someplace. So what do we build a place for them? They're not going to move. We're not moving them. So now we're going to fence in the park. Well, I'm all for that. I'm leading. I mean, I'd like to involve and get ourselves so much involved in that. is, you know, fencing it off. So we can actually take that park back. We need to do that. But when you've got hundreds of people just laying around the streets, at least if you had a place saying you have to go there, then you can move them out of there and push them to a spot.
How do you force them to go there? New laws, probably, huh?
I think there's no.
Well,
don't we have no loitering
on a rail?
We have no loitering.
Option.
We have no loitering rules, don't we? No laying down on the street rules.
Enforce them.
Okay, what's your plan when we get back? We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Carolina coast is feeling the power of Hurricane Florence with driving rains and tropical storm force winds already raking coastal North Carolina. Landfall not expected for another 36 hours or so, but Florence is a huge storm. FEMA Chief Brock Long has a message for those who have still not evacuated despite being told to do so.
Your time is running out. The ocean is going to start rising along the coast and in the Back Bay and inlet areas and the sound areas within a matter of hours. Your time to get out of those areas and storm surge inundation is coming to a close. I cannot emphasize that enough.
There is grave concern about the huge amounts of rain and the life-threatening storm surge that Florence is expected to produce.
6 to 9 feet of storm surge are forecast over several astronomical high tide cycles. As far as rainfall, we're still forecasting 20 to 30 inches, possibly 40 inches or more, especially in eastern North Carolina and northeastern South Carolina.
NOAA's Steve Goldstein says Florence, Category 2 hurricane with 110 mile per hour winds. It's centered about 170 miles east-southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina. President Trump disputing the death toll figures from last year's hurricane in Puerto Rico.
As Hurricane Florence approaches, the president is brewing up a storm of his own. He's rejecting the recently announced death toll of nearly 3,000 people in Puerto Rico from Hurricane Maria. On Twitter, he claims the number is wrong and calls it a political plot by Democrats to make him look as bad as possible.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Democrats across New York State picking the winner of a long and sometimes nasty primary contest between Governor Andrew Cuomo and actress Cynthia Nixon. Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 87 points, the Nasdaq 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Russian President Putin has inspected war games going on in eastern Siberia, said to be the largest such exercises that Russia has ever conducted.
Addressing troops at the Tugol training ground. The aim of the drill, he explained, to test their combat readiness in detail. The Kremlin leader claimed that Russia was a peace-loving country. We could not have aggressive plans, he said. But, he continued, it is our duty to Russia, to the motherland, to be ready to defend the country's sovereignty, security, and national interests. President Putin's words will be met with cynicism in the West. The EU and America imposed sanctions on Russia after Moscow's annexation of Crimea and for its military interference in Ukraine.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. Syrian activists are reporting that new military reinforcements have arrived to beef up Turkish observation points inside Syria's last rebel-held bastion of Idlib. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
A Russian man has admitted stealing computer credentials, distributing spam emails, and installing malicious software.
Peter Levashov pleaded guilty to conspiracy, wire fraud, identity theft, and other charges during an appearance in federal court. Investigators linked Levashov to a series of powerful botnets, or networks that hijacked computers capable of pumping out billions of spam emails. Federal officials said Levashov had also controlled the botnets, including one that infected at least 50,000 computers, to harvest email addresses, logins, and passwords from infected computers, and also distributed malware and other malicious software. Keith Peters, Washington.
Tesla apparently having trouble informing customers about deliveries of the Model 3 mass-market electric car. CEO Elon Musk says customers may experience longer response times because of a large increase in vehicle deliveries in North America. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today, it should be Clark and Clark, but somehow it's Bott and Clark. Clark again, which is fine. I love Thursdays with
well,
Trish.
Well, Thursday's supposed to be Clark and Bott.
It should be. Okay, it is. It's Clark and Bott. You know, it sounds strange because it's not alphabetical. Hey, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Outstanding place to visit. Great customer service. Do a lot for our community. Open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's the weather look like there, sweetie?
Hey, it's 60 degrees, going up to 79 today, and a low of 51 this evening. Only 79. My goodness, it's absolutely balmy. Tomorrow, and we're looking for the continued widespread haze and partly smoky, patchy smoke throughout the whole area. Sunny with a high near 81 and a low near 52. On Saturday, once again, sunny with a high near 80, continuing smoky conditions, and low 51. On Sunday, 83 and a low of 53. And that kind of carries through in the mid to high 80s all next week. Doesn't have to get back up into the 90s and 100s for me. I can live without that. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, I want to remind everybody the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament is going to be Saturday, September 22nd. It's $45. But that gets you 9 holes of golf and lunch. Chances to win all types of great raffle items. All the money that's raised to sponsor will be used to sponsor housing at the Veterans Resource Center. And Pam Dahl, she and Mike Dahl, of course, started this in memory of their son, Nick. Afghan veteran. He was an Afghan veteran.
Oh, okay.
And it was and let me just say this. The system treated this young man horribly. Horribly. And there's many more like him, men and women, that the system treats horribly. Not all of them, but for a variety of reasons that should never have happened. But in this case, all this goes to help homeless veterans. They brought in a gent by the name of Thomas, who is was a former Marine, had his problems, but has had a place to live. He's going back to school. He's helping other veterans who have problems out there. They're doing this. The Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament has been able to help over 40 veterans get into housing.
Nice.
Over the last year. You know what? And that's just outstanding. So give Pam a call at 227-7808. If you want to play or if you just want to be a part of it, lunch is for $20. If you just want to donate, just give her a call, 227-7808. Okay, I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and we're talking about how the idea is to have a place, one place, that we can push all the transients and homeless, get them out of the parks and all that into one area. And I'm thinking, the more I think about it, the more I think about how, since RABA is never up to their full capacity, ever, that we could use a regular shuttle down to Anderson and put the place right down in Anderson.
Yeah.
You've got more room.
Yeah, no, actually, we don't have more room down there because we have a very small footprint. City of Reading has a ton of open space within their footprint, which is larger than the city of San Francisco.
You keep talking about how Anderson is
more of the people are talking
about how Anderson is much more progressive in every way.
We don't
have them down there because we have rules to enforce, because you have a shuttle call. You have shuttles coming north.
No, we don't. We only bring those up here when they need to go to the jail, because that's where we have our jail, is in the city of Reading.
Nick, do you have an answer to this?
Speaking of the jail, our supervisors have really let us down, and they are the major part of the problem by not anticipating this and building a jail 10 years ago to handle our criminals and our problems. That being said, I wanted to suggest that next week, next Thursday, you get Dale Ball on there on with you and talk to him about his firsthand experience dealing with the homeless and cleaning them up. And not just the homeless, the criminals, and because that's what they are. It's my opinion that we give too many services to these people. I think we need to make them uncomfortable and not want to be here in our community.
Give them a reason to change their way.
Well, they're not going to change their way, in my opinion. And, you know, when you build them one special place, like an open air with showers and places to be comfortable, do you think they're going to get along there? I mean, these people don't get along with anybody.
Hey, Nick, okay, we're adjusting everything here so we can hear you better. Hey, Nick, here's what I'm thinking, though. And I understand that both of you have your objections to this, you know, hold water. What I'm looking at, though, is a place that you can then, if you know, the point is if it's there, can you get them there? Can you get them out of South City Park? Can you get them out from around the post office and other areas from businesses in there during the day, from sunrise to maybe 9 o'clock at night? And if you do, yeah, I know what you're going to say. Well, they're all going to go back and camp someplace anyway.
No, that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that it probably needs to be located down by the homeless shelter. Yesterday, I went by the library about 7:30, and there's just a steady stream from a homeless shelter heading to South City Park.
Yeah.
Which brings up another point. You're going to fence off South City Park. What are you going to do about the library? They're just going to move across that little alley and move in right there.
I think that the library's got to be part of the solution. They've got to be part of this. Are you saying is that if you put a structure down there where Good News Rescue Mission is for people, so they wouldn't be coming back to South City Park, they wouldn't be coming back to the library?
Down there behind Les Schwab, where it's convenient for them to just walk across the street and hang out there all day. That'll alleviate some of the problem, in my opinion.
That's what I'm thinking, is if you have a structure down there, and you're talking about, you know, for their phones, and there's a bathrooms and a place to clean up, and they don't, you're going to have security, you've got to have people there running the place, but then they can go over and be fed breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm. And you've got Jonathan Anderson's crew down there that helps clean up and everything. They can just walk across the street and clean up after them.
Well, there you go.
You know what, though? The core problem with this is the state of California and the laws they shove down our throats, not understanding what our needs and what we need up here. The answer to this is the state of Jefferson, where we can make our own laws and our own rules. You know, we could have a tent city. The state of California won't allow one. We could have a tent city here if we were our own state.
Well, let's go back, and you're saying that because of their laws they pass aren't fair for Northern California. The laws they pass aren't fair for any of California. When it gets down to it, look at San Francisco, look at L.A., look at San Diego. All these impacts, these laws and these propositions, by the way, the proposition are ones that the people passed twice. But these, you know, the AB 109, and now they're doing away with the bail. These are laws that's not just not fair to the Northern California people, which I heartily agree with. They're not fair to anybody in California.
Except that the people that are voting them in are electing the people that make those laws.
And they're all Southern Californians. This northern part of the conservative state don't vote these people in.
It's the people in the compacted cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, the people that don't own anything and like that whole idea of all of those, everything being free. They don't have to pay for it because they don't own anything.
And they vote in the Section 8 housing and the food stamps and the this and the that for them, and let's make them feel good, and they need their own phone. Why don't we start buying them bicycles?
We don't have to. They steal them.
Well, you've got a point there.
No, you know what? We don't. We do buy them bicycles because if you go down to these places, they get free bicycles. Like, you know, like they're handed out bicycles and
phones,
you know what?
And bicycles, I agree.
There's got to be a limit on things like this. There's things about keeping people alive, and there's doing things for people that makes life easier for them. You know, I understand keeping people alive. I'm not sure about making their lives easier with phones and bicycles and
color TVs and microwaves and
well, that's not what we're talking about. You don't see a microwave out in South City Park.
Sure you do. They just can't figure out how to get a long enough extension cord to steal some electricity to plug it in yet.
They go in behind the businesses all over downtown and hook into their system at night and ruin everything that the business owners have to fix the next day.
605-4567. Give us a call. What do you think? Okay,
I think you should get Dale Ball on to talk with you Thursday and get his input on this.
We've had Dale on before, but you're absolutely right. We do need to do. Not only do I want to get Dale Ball on, I'd be able to get there's another person out there too that's working with this and has seen all this up front. And then there's Dr. Randy Smith who does the rivers, cleanup of the rivers. Don't get him started talking about transients down there destroying the riverside, along the river there, because he just absolutely hates it.
There's a lot of people might have some ideas on how to clean up the problem.
Well, I think there are. Okay, Nick, thank you so much. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, 51 degrees tonight. Your air conditioning unit, which I hope you've had all the filters changed and it cleaned off and all that for the summer. Maybe things are cooling down now. But what about your heater? Some people have one HVAC system. But you haven't kicked it on. I bet there's stuff in there you may want to look at. How about your air ducts? They're going to go and check air ducts. We're going to be bringing a guy in here very soon. He's going to talk to you about air ducts in your house. And, can you imagine what they look like now? So when you hit that heater, it's going to look like a cartoon. When that puff of black smoke comes out and you're sitting there going, And you close your eyes, and the only thing you can see is the white of your eyes right then because of all the smoke and because of all the ash that comes out. Well, go to Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Have them come out and check your heater out. Have them make sure everything's right. And by the way, keep changing your filters. The smoke is still here. It's still there, and the filters accumulate that, but then you're breathing it for the rest of the year. Home comfort. .org is their website, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises, Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Yes. Should I stay or should I go?
No, we're staying here. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. These guys are going out. They're going to give you defensible space around your home. Think about it. These guys are trained to do it. They're going to go out and slash and cut all the stuff around, all the grass and the fuel area there. You know, they're not gonna, you know, they're going to make it so that you've got a fighting chance next time. And they are going to donate 2 hours, free hours of services to anybody hurt by that car fire. Think about this. These are trained arborists. They're going to come out, look at your properties, and give you 2 free hours of helping you get that area kind of settled in. Cal North Forestry, locally owned, operated by Tom Yeomans. Give them a call, 200-8123, 200-8123, professional tree services and all this. These are good guys coming out here. Like I said, they too know what it's like to be touched by fire. Cal North Forestry. Now.
Before we go and get into something bad again, I want to talk about some fun stuff that's coming up this weekend.
Cool.
You know, there's a lot of people around this county that are constantly looking for a place to dance. Good dance music. And we've got an event coming up at the Frontier Senior Center. It's going to be, from now on, it's going to be the third Sunday of every month. And it's going to be the Swing and Sway Sunday. And they're going to have from 1 to 4 your opportunity to dance to a really good band. And the first band that's going to be featured is the Lou White and the band. And
Lou White.
I mean, now this is, Lou's been around forever. Great band, great dance music. I mean, he's been just part of this community for a long, long time. We all know he just went through that whole fire thing, so I'm sure he's going to have a really interesting story to tell us.
Well, he was on the show. We had brought him in on the show, and he was out at French Gulch, and he stayed. He did not leave. And he was out there, and he was able to save not only his house, but like 10 other houses, with the help, of course, of Cal Fire that was in there helping.
So if you want the first-hand information, you can come down to the Frontier Senior Center this Sunday from 1 to 4, $5 cover charge. It's going to have just a great time. I think there's going to be an opportunity to purchase some adult libation and just have a great afternoon and dancing on that wonderful dance floor down at the Frontier Senior Center. Just let everybody know that we've got some other bands coming up in October, November, and December. Sister Swing in December, and Sunday, November 18th, the Pat Garch Band, and October 14th, the Cottonwood Band. So there's a bunch of really good dance music out there. A lot of people looking for that this Sunday at the Frontier Senior Center. It'll be great.
I think. Okay. Let's hit one thing real quick, the Carolinas. Okay, so what some of the thing I do just for, and don't take this wrong, anybody, but I get on to Zillow, and I look in different states to see housing prices on, you know, on things. You know, I know what they are around here, of course, and then I put in waterfront, just waterfront, because I know what they are around here. And I looked in Virginia. Well, I'm into the Carolinas now, and waterfront property there, because those rivers are like as they're, the rivers they have, they go into sounds and all that. But like the you know, if you look in Virginia, the Potomac is just like it's like a big bay out there. So you're looking at waterfront, but at the same time, I was looking at waterfront, and you're well, gee, that seems like an awfully reasonable price. And you go in, damaged from the last hurricane like 3 years ago, as is, a lot of as is things, and then now Florence is pounding them again.
Oh,
20 to 30 inches, even if it's down to 110 miles an hour, it's still a category two. And it's like the guy from FEMA says, or the weather service, it's like being hit by a train or a cement truck. Either one of them is going to do it, and they're worried about storm surges. And when you have the Outer Banks there in North Carolina, which is absolutely beautiful, you've seen those and been out there in Wilmington, all those places along the Emerald Isle, along the coast there. Well, that's why the land has a tendency to get cheaper, because these storm surges come in and push the water up, you know, and that's where they have half the deaths are the storm surges. But it can also launch small tornadoes when it comes in. So you're still a category two. That means 110 miles an hour up, you know, sustained winds. 110 miles an hour sustained winds, or winds up to and gust up to 130 miles an hour.
And the fringes already have gotten, I mean, the whole East Coast has
been
so much rain.
Yeah.
When I was back in Virginia just, three, 4 weeks ago, there was a couple of rainstorms the first couple of days I was there, where that lake that my friends live on, I mean, that lake is rising. It's covering whole new territories, and it's just they're getting 2 and 3 and 4 inches of rain a day, and they've had that for the whole summer.
Yeah.
And now this coming in it's 20 inches of rain. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to hit Carolinas, and they're thinking it's going to go move into Virginia, maybe even parts of Maryland. But 20 to 30 inches of rain, just think how much that is. And they're already, you said, they've already been getting rain already.
Wouldn't we just love some of that rain?
Not 20 inches of rain over a period of like 36 hours. You know, that can be a lot of rain. And can you imagine what our hillsides would look like then? Can you imagine what Lake Shasta?
We could use some of that rain.
Lake Shasta.
They could just share it.
Lake Shasta would, it's down 80 feet right now. Lake Shasta would go all the way up to the surface. It would go all the way up, so it would be zero, but half of it would be silt that's coming in there. And look at Whiskey Town. Whiskey Town, you could walk across Whiskey Town if we had rings like that.
Is that a song?
What?
Walk across
Whiskey Town. Walking across Whiskey Town, should be. Okay. I don't know. When you see things like that, we have our fires, they have their hurricanes.
Well, and just I have to say that I think that maybe there's a control bigger than we are that has to do with our weather, and I just have a hard time believing that all this weather that we get has something to do with anything we've done.
Well,
I think it's climate change.
Well, they've already
question about it. But I just don't think it's anything that the human race has done.
They blame Florence. They blame Trump for Florence. Now, you know what? Trump's only been there. He's only been there like less than 2 years, right? He's been there less than 2 years. I don't think you can blame Florence on Trump. You can blame a lot of things on Trump. I mean, you don't like what he says or what he wears or the way he says things. You know, okay. But I don't think you can blame global warming on just Trump.
It's global warming, global change, freezing. I mean, first we were going to have an ice age. Now we're going to have it's too hot. They finally got around to the fact that they realized they better just say climate change. And it always has. It's been changing forever. I mean, if you go back through history, it's what is normal. There is no such thing, and it doesn't have a darn thing to anything we've done. It is climate change. I think that God controls that, and I am of the opinion that I think we're being really, really lacking humility to think that we can actually do something to change that. I don't think the public, the people, can do that.
Well, Ken Murray has always said that if you kill every cow in the world, global warming would stop.
Really? Because it's all about the flatulation.
Flatulation, and well, it's you know, the carbon dioxide going up into the in the atmosphere.
Also, have to have really big corks for all the volcanoes.
Yeah.
Well, that and you know, and plus you have to stop all the fires.
There you go.
See, so, I mean, excuse me, but by the way, I also heard, and I don't know if this is true, so I shouldn't even say it, but Bob, I want you to check this. You know, we're talking about our air quality index of 700 being terribly unhealthy. They said they've been in India and some of their major cities in India, and I guess even Mexico City, where the air quality index is like 1,500 all the time. So I don't know if that's true or not. Would you look that up and so I can either say, you know, what we look at as being unhealthy – what other people live in. It doesn't mean it's right, but still, I would like to see that. Hey, we got to take a break. Okay. I'm talking about Four Winds Jewelry, though.
That's a great break.
Great break. Hey, Four Winds Jewelry is offering free cleaning, minor repairs for your jewelry that's been hit by the fires. They're more than happy to help survivors of the fires. If you just bring it in to 2225 Hilltop Drive, see Henry or Rebecca. And they're going to fix it for you. One of our listeners' husband was a retired policeman. His badge was tarnished really bad from the fire. But they found it, and they took it down to Four Winds Jewelry. They made it look like new for free. That's because this is the kind of people they are. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back. Chris Clark, Carl Bott. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, You need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. PCNR 1460 with Chris Clark and Carl Watts. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 63 degrees going up to 79 today. Air quality index is great. 55. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. I said that when we left that I thought that they had like 1,500 air quality index, you know, horrible. And
well, it depends on the day.
Portions of India. And, but we're looking it up, and that was just, you know, just a bad rumor.
It's just, it's in the hundreds. Beijing right now, 166 as of this moment. Yeah. Mumbai, India was about 150-something, you know.
Yeah.
It depends. Now, there are days when you have an inversion layer going that really climbs off the charts.
And they had some bad fires over there a couple of years ago, and maybe that's...
Maybe that was it.
Was what somebody said that when they were visiting that period.
They said the air quality index was just horrible. How about Mexico City? What's that look like?
Mexico City was 155.
Okay, we'll see. That's again, though. This is just
that is considered one of the more polluted places in the world. There's a couple of nice lists out there.
We have on September 15th, which is this Saturday night. We have a family pack to go to Shasta Speedway for this. The races, the Twister T-Boat race. Have you ever seen those things?
Mm-hmm.
They put a boat and they tow it behind
there,
it becomes like a sledge.
Yeah.
An enduro race. It's a racing that takes place mostly on oval tracks. Enduro takes its name for endurance racing. It consists of hundreds of laps around the oval. Linda and I, of course, were in a 200-lap race several years ago. She will never let me forget it. I'm still paying for it. The Legend Series National Points Race, the late models, Bombers and Hornets. The race starts at 6 p.m., and I've got four tickets for it. Now, if you just need two, I'll give out two sets of tickets of two or one for a family pack. Well, and this is thanks to Tony Joe's Wholesale for these tickets. Just give us a call, 605-4567. Be the first caller, and you can get your four tickets or two tickets right here for the big races at the Speedway down in Anderson.
Okay. Speaking of another event that's going on for the car fire victims, there is a big concert in the park.
PCNR.
Concert down at the Anderson River Park on Saturday. Three or four bands are going to be performing. They're going to have food, the whole thing. And this is from 4 to 9 on Saturday down at the Anderson River Park, down at the big pavilion with the gazebo.
Well, you can do that for a couple hours and head on over and just go over and watch
the
cars.
After that.
If you haven't been to the races, they are a huge amount of fun.
And kids love this event is going to be great.
Oh, and this thing where they're towing the boats.
Lots of fun.
Of course, you weren't there when Carl and Linda did the 200-lap race. We gave out a whole family pack. Clint. So you just have to do is come down here today or tomorrow and pick up your tickets at 1326 Market Street. And we've got them right here with your name on them. So come on down, pick up your tickets, and have a great time. And thanks to Tony Joe's Wholesale. Okay.
The library.
Library.
I really, you know, this was a big discussion and ongoing debate about what to do with the libraries in Shasta County for many years after they were closed. Several years back, they determined that they would build this beautiful library, which they did, And the controversial part of that was that in order to have this library, as I recall, we put it in under a joint powers agreement, built the library, funded by City of Reading and the county.
Right.
For me, the issue was, and why I did not support it, although I love libraries and helped establish them all over my district when I was on the Board of Supervisors, was the fact that you were taking discretionary funding, i.e. money that the City Council and the Board of Supervisors could use for law enforcement, jails, all of those things, which we know we're very short of. You were taking that pot of money away from the discretion of the board to spend as they wanted to, and the City Council,
and
putting it into an agreement for 30 years where you were bound to fund this establishment.
Now, that's $800,000 a year, isn't it?
Well, $800,000 a year for the City of Reading, $1.2 million for the county.
And so,
and it was my understanding that that was not a choice. You made the agreement for the 30 years.
Yeah, and it's taken off the top.
And
there's a buyout.
Well, now, that's up for discussion because I've had three different conversations now with three different people. The $250,000 buyout thing that somebody came up with.
Oh, I don't think it's $250,000. I think it's more like $1 million.
That they have to. Well, I don't know what the buyout is. And in fact, one of the people who should know that I talked to said they didn't know anything about the buyout. There is an opportunity to open the contract for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But if the City of Reading does that, evidently you must fund it, but the amount is negotiable.
Okay, maybe that's it.
That was not what I understood at the time that we did this. I thought that there was you had to start at an amount and that there was a index built into it where it went up every year, and that was my objection to it.
Well,
because I saw exactly what we have right now, where that $1.2 million that the county's investing in that library, which is a bit of a problem with the homeless and what have you, and maybe not as successful as it was once perceived to be, that $1.2 million could go towards solving some of the homeless problems that we've got. Having said that, they have made that investment at this time. They made that decision. That was a discussion in the community. And, in fact, I told Jean King, who is now the CEO of that, I think she's
the Library Foundation.
I told her I wish she had called me because I would have gone in there and told them they had no right to back on it now. The decision was made by the community to fund that library, and that was the last thing they should do is think about taking it out now after the fact.
Well, and here's the other part, too, is I guess there was at one point that Shasta County and the City of Reading voted to shut down the library. So, I mean, we had no library back in the up. How'd that work?
Well, what happened?
Because we were without
the
a library for years.
City of Reading, no, not for years. The City of Reading didn't have anything to do. It was a county library system.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, every community in Shasta County had a library,
right.
A reading room of some
right.
kind.
Right.
As budget crunches
As
happened.
Should.
Absolutely. And the budget crunches happened, and we went and they closed them all, and there's a whole history there that would take a whole program to talk about. But then they closed every one of the libraries down at one point, and then they reopened the Anderson Library. They reopened a library in Burney, and they reopened the library in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
The other communities had no libraries whatsoever. In the 5th District, which was under my control at that time, we established the Cottonwood Library, which is a beautiful little nonprofit library over in the community of Cottonwood, and Shingletown has a beautiful library that we built, and it's not county-controlled. So those two communities have nonprofit organizations that have their libraries. Funding is still the city of or the county still funds the Anderson Library in Burney and then the Coit and in Reading.
How much money goes to this firm that's in the back on the East Coast, I assume, that runs all this? So it's all the money that's raised. So it's got to be at least $2 million.
It's $2 million goes into the library.
Okay,
I don't know how it's funded.
So the question that came up was, we have to get all these things done. So If you take cuts across the board to help pay for public safety and all this, that everybody bleeds a little bit. Well, that got a lot of pushback, that everybody bleeds a little bit. Well, no, the library's not going to bleed at all.
And that was how they set it
and
up.
And that's the way they set it up. But see, there's got to be something, and I'm not, please.
No longer discretionary funds.
Do not think that I'm talking about
closing a library or anything like close to that.
Been there, done that.
But because we were without a library, and a library is so important for us. But again, you look at, is there a way that we could run that library better locally and have that money stay here in town? I guess that's what I'm looking at. It's the same kind of thing we had was, let's save money by putting the REU call center into Iowa and all the problems they were having at the beginning of the car fire, because they had no idea there was a fire going on out here. They had to have classes and do these things because they could not answer questions. Is it better to have that run from here or from some faceless entity on the East Coast?
There's a massive movement that says, outsource everything. Well, this is what happens when you outsource everything. You have no control over it anymore.
We argued these things for so many years, and I will tell you.
What do you think? Why did we outsource it? Because this was a company that takes care of the.
They put a contract out.
What do they do? What does a library company do?
Well,
it seems like we got some really competent people here that could do things.
And that was certainly part of the argument when they found.
But what do they do?
They run these libraries. I'm not exactly sure what they do, and I have not been involved in the operation of this since it was opened. I didn't think that it was an appropriate use. Let me tell you what I think about libraries, just in a little nutshell. Because libraries, to me, are about books. The technology that is available to this world right now, do we really need a massive, big room where people can go in and get free videotapes and free computers and free books on tape? And what happened to the book? What happened to sitting down and reading
books? They have
books.
And to
me, that's what a library is about. But the bulk of it, they won't even take old books. It has to be a new book, and they don't want this, and they don't want that.
They took all my books.
Books, to me, and I'll go back again. I mean, people have heard this before. A library is about a collection of books where people can go in and read and enjoy as they do. And I think all
magazines?
The communities would like to have that
magazines?
As opposed to one big, glorious Internet center with a garden on top.
Well, they don't. That's not what it is. But what it does, it gives you a full multimedia of being able to
use a computer. A magnet for the homeless.
Well,
that's a big problem.
We got to get past that part about the homeless. Because there's in Cottonwood, doesn't mean there's a lot of homeless going in there. In Anderson, there's not a lot of homeless going into your library, is there? We're just talking about a thing up here in South City Park, where people come in and their arms around it, you know, having a library. But my question is we're spending $2 million a year on it. Where does that money go to? And I'm sure that there's got to be audits and all these things. And so when Francie's on tomorrow, I'm going to ask her, Francie, this $2 million we spent on the library, what do we get for that? And I'm sure because she's involved with the library, has mm-hmm. been forever. Where do we get for that $2 million a year at the library? We got to take a break. Chris Clark, Carl Bott. It is like 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 13th of September. 63 degrees, going up to 79 a day. Air quality index is pretty good, so you can go out there and walk around. As of least right now, we'll give you a new air quality index as soon as we get back.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland Fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Trish Lark and Carl Bach. In the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on September the 13th. It's 64 degrees, going up to 79 today. Air quality index is 80. It's gone up a little bit. Good morning. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm glad I can still talk because Trish Clark just thumbed me in the eye talking about the library. She thumbed me, and then she tried to knee me, and I moved sideways quickly.
Absolutely not true.
And absolutely not true because you don't want to mess with Trish.
No, you know, the thing is that...
we're talking about the library.
This whole discussion of libraries has always been such a one way. You can't say... It's kind of like, I don't know, you try to talk about a subject and you can't say anything negative about a library.
No.
Because people just get their back up. And here's the point.
Well, we support the library.
I absolutely support libraries. I was very instrumental. You can go into any of the libraries in my district. I help those people build those libraries. I have dedication plaques. I go over to their services.
Two million people a year go to libraries.
I have friends who go to the library on a regular basis. There's absolutely no way that I want to do away with library service in Shasta County.
Absolutely not.
I just think that there's a better, more efficient way to do it. We agree on that. Books are more important than the rest of the crap we put in there.
I would like to see what the overhead is. Okay.
Welcome to Library 1965.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, you know what?
Since the 70s and 80s, for sure.
So the question is there a more efficient way to run the library system? But then again, now we have to get into, let's look at more efficient ways of doing everything.
Yeah.
You know, and you're saying is, well, you know, everything, they're running into it with the record searchlight, okay? How many people read the paper? You know, I mean, you're looking at the Detroit Free Press. It's been there 275 years. It's just gone down as far as putting a print edition out.
Yeah.
Okay? A print edition is no longer in the Detroit Free Press. Now it's all online. And it's just a matter of time. You know, and you're watching kids in schools. They're giving them a computer, an iPad, or whatever they use, and they have their books on that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I think you need a repository of books.
Books are so invaluable to, and the books. Part of the problem that I had a discussion with the library, the most recent one, was as to the age of the books that they would accept for the library. Why do we want a library that's only filled with current books? Don't we want our children to know about the past?
No, they got old books.
We don't want our children to know about the past.
Well,
certain parties don't want our children to know about the past.
You got that right. But to me, that's what we should be fighting for, not to rewrite all of our history. It's all in books, and it's all there, and our children need to learn to respect that whole process of learning about history from actually reading books.
I totally believe in what you're saying there. I'm thinking, though, is that that's what libraries are for. They are a repository of knowledge and wisdom from all the ages.
Absolutely.
All the ages. And you can find it there. Now, you can find the same thing on my iPhone, but it's not the same thing. Okay, let's move on from there. I'm going to talk to Francie about this tomorrow. I want to talk about Todd Franklin. The food trucks are coming to town on September the 27th. He's going to open up the park. And if you haven't seen the park down there, which, I would go in there and do a pull-up, look over the side, look in there and go, oh, wow, they got all this stuff, and it looks really cool. Anyway, he's opening up the park. It's going to be at 5 to 9 p.m. the first day. And they're going to have Holy Crepes, the Lamb and the Wolf, Sliders, Taco Loco, and Crispy Egg Roll. 5 food trucks are going to be in there. Plus, they can have beer and wine. And the park, I think it should be interesting because the park is going to be controlled.
Are they going to have private security?
I imagine they will.
Yeah,
I think you're going to have to do that. But see, here is Vince Stevens said this years ago. Lease people parks for a dollar. Let them then take care of the parks. Keep them open, but let them keep them clean, keep the security on there. And there's going to be businesses that do that. And then you can just clean out these parks. Okay, that park's mine. Get out of here. It's private property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I don't disagree. Hey. You know, the food trucks down at the Anderson River Park have been very successful. It's good that they were able to go down there, and I think they're going to continue to have those on a regular basis down there.
I just know one thing.
It's good stuff.
Randy, the hot dog guy in front of the post office. Todd, no offense, but Randy and his hot dog, the weenie man down there, he's still, you know what?
He rocks it.
He's the guy.
Hard-working guy.
He is a hard-working guy and down there, and he sells a lot of hot dogs. So I was wondering what kind of impact this is going to have.
Probably not. I don't think it is.
I don't think it will have.
I don't think it will either.
Yeah. But I'm so glad Todd's been. And also, Simpson basketball is starting their season here, I think the end of the month. So, yeah, he's going to be a busy man, Todd Franklin. We're going to try and get him in here before the opening. So we can talk about it. That and Simpson. So I'll call Connor today and see if we can't set all that up. Trish, thank you so much.
This was a good show. We've been wanting to do just a kind of open show for a while, Carl. And this is so many subjects we couldn't get to, and there's so much going on out there.
We didn't really irritate anybody a lot. So I don't know.
Except each other occasionally.
Yeah, you and I, but that's okay. I think the idea of having a little Carlville is okay, you know, if we can put some of the transients in it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If you can find them someplace, we'll work on that.
We'll call it Trishland.
No.
Yeah, we won't. Trishland.
Bumville.
You made a good statement early on in that conversation about what we need to provide them to keep them alive.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's where we've gone. I think that it's very important that we make sure that people are fed that they need the things that they need to continue to live.
To live.
I don't think cell phones and all of that stuff that we keep giving them. The sad part is that the good-hearted people that come up with these sweatshirts and backpacks and sleeping bags and toothbrushes and all that stuff, you know what? They don't use it. It's wasted. It's thrown away.
It's like this commander that I knew in Iraq that we had a bunch of people we captured, and they were there. And so we're trying to get all the supplies because, he said them, feed them, don't fatten them.
There you go. We didn't take them to raid.
Yeah, feed them. Don't fatten them up, but let's feed them. Make sure that they're safe and that they're protected. But and we keep them alive and we give them water, all that stuff. But we don't have to give them all this stuff. And the more stuff we give, the more that it takes away the independence of people of wanting to go on and to get a cell phone. Or to get a bicycle. So, and we've got the programs there. It's not like the programs don't exist. We just can't get them into the programs.
Because we just keep giving them without any consequences.
Anyway, tomorrow, Francie Sullivan, who's running for re-election for city council, will join us. I'll remind her today. And then Monday, it's going to be Kristen Schrader. And then we got the whole enchilada coming in, you might say, this week.
Well, and we certainly got the midterm elections are up, and we need to make sure everybody gets out and votes.
There you go. Hey, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.